गणेशाय नमः, सरस्वत्यै नमः, श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः, हरिः ॐ। या देवी सर्वभूतेषु विद्यारूपेण संस्थिता, नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः। अग्निमीरे पुरोहितं यज्ञस्य देवमृत्विजम्, होदारं रत्नधातामम्, अहं रुद्रेभिर्वसुभिश्चराम्यहमादित्यै हृतविश्वदेवैः, अहं मित्रावरुणो भाविभर्म्यहमिन्द्रामि, अहमश्विनो भा, अहं सोमावाहनसं विभर्म्यहं त्वष्टारभूतपूषणं भगम्, अहं दाधामिद्रवीणं हविष्मादे सुप्राव्ये यजामानाय सुन्वते। प्रार्पयतु श्रेष्ठतमाय कर्मणे, पुनर्मामैत्विन्द्रियम्, पुनरायुः पुनर्भगः, पुनर्ब्राह्मणमैतुमा, पुनर्द्रविणमैतुमा, यन्मेद्यरेतः पृथिवीमत्कान, यदोषधीरप्यसरद्यदापः, इदं तत्पुनरादधे, दीर्घायुत्वाय वर्चसे, यन्मेरेतः प्रसिच्यते, यन्माजायते पुनः, तेन मामृतं कुरु, तेन सुप्रजसं कुरु। निहोता सत्सि बर्हिषि हा भूहा भूहा अहमन्नम 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 अहमन्नादो कृत। ॐ शन्नो देवीरभिष्टयापो भवन्तु पीतये, शय्योरभिस्रवन्तु नः, जरायुजः प्रथम उश्रियो वृषावातव्रजास्तनयन्नेति हृष्ट्या, सनो मृडादि तन्वरुजुगो रुजन्य एकमोजस्त्रेधापि चक्रमे। ॐ मनोहरा महोरस्का तामसी वेदरूपिणी, वेदशक्तिर्वेदमाता, वेदविद्या प्रकाशिनी, शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Respected elders, dear sisters and brothers, Sai Ram. What is life all about? Many have asked this question and many more have looked for answers. Life appears as a bundle of experiences accumulated over a period of lifetime. There is happiness and sorrow, pleasure and pain, success and failure. Each one of us goes through different experiences that gives beauty and diversity to our lives. When we realize that life is a gift from the divine, life becomes a celebration of divine love. Every festival in Prashanti Nilayam is a celebration of that divine love. The festival of Navratri is intended to make man realize his true nature. By contemplating on God for 9 days, we have an opportunity to understand ourselves better. During these 9 days, Prashanti Nilayam pulsates with a lot of positive energy. Merely by being in this place, we ensure that we get a lot of peace. Once, Swami materialized a ring to a devotee. The devotee was extremely happy, but he had a nagging doubt. He asked Swami, "Swami, only a few of us have that privilege of interacting with you and getting gifts from you. What about the rest?" Swami merely pointed to the ceiling in Kulwant Hall and said, "These rings are my gift to everyone. Whoever merely sits under these rings ensures that they receive my grace. Thus, even without putting any effort, the Lord is ready to confer His grace on all of us." The Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yagnam and the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha contribute immensely to our spiritual welfare. This evening, in the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha, we have Dr. Shailesh Srivastava, who will be addressing us. Dr. Shailesh Srivastava joined the pre-university college in Brindavan in 1982. He graduated with a gold medal and subsequently finished his master's degree, after which he joined the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School as a teacher in 1989. Sir completed his PhD in the year 2000. In 2013, he joined as a permanent faculty in the Department of Physics of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Sir is also the coordinator of the Prashanti Bhajan Group and has composed numerous songs on various occasions. Above all, he is a truly inspiring teacher in all walks of life. The Sai Krishna Award for Excellence in Teaching, which he received in 2014, stands testimony to this. I now invite Dr. Shailesh Srivastava.
ईश्वराय विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्न सर्व प्रचोदयात्। ऑफरिंग आई लविंग प्रणाम्स एट भगवान्स डिवाइन लोटस फीट, रिवियर्ड एल्डर्स, डियर सिस्टर्स एंड ब्रदर्स, I am extremely blessed to stand here today in front of this august gathering and share some experiences and thoughts. I pray to Swami to give me the realization and to make us all realize that it is He who experiences, it is He who gives the experience, it is He who speaks, And it is He who listens in the many forms gathered here. Let me begin with a small Chinna Katha which Swami used to narrate. There was an old businessman who had this habit of going for a Gita Parayanam every week. And this habit he continued very religiously for maybe 15 to 20 years, non-stop. One fine day it so happened that he had a very important business assignment and he realized that he has to miss the Parayanam that day. He had heard in the scriptures that even if you don't do it, if your son does it, you can get the benefit. So this man calls his young son and says, Beta, please on my behalf, today you can attend this satsang because I have this important assignment. And of course the son agrees because it was just for that one day. Even as the son was going to leave, Swami says that this old businessman suddenly wonders. He takes his car, Swami says, and dashes to that satsang hall. Even before this son could reach there, even before the satsang could begin, he was well ahead of time. And he goes and calls the master aside and says, Master, you know, I have this very important assignment today because of which I'll be breaking this continual attendance of the Gita satsang. You know, he was very worried that he didn't want to break that continuity of attendance. And he said, in my place today, my son is coming. But I just came to tell you, Master, please, just for today, can you avoid speaking about Vairagya? Can you avoid speaking about renunciation? You know, he's very young. And Swami says, naturally, the master laughs at him and says, foolish fellow, for 20 years you have been attending this satsang. And you know what has happened to you. This is your state. And what do you expect will happen to this one young man in one session? Well, that is our predicament. We often get into this rigmarole routine of again and again doing something. We start with a very divine purpose in mind, but somewhere on the way we forget the purpose of the entire thing. We just get involved into it in a mechanical way. The heart loses. The head is also out. It becomes machine learning. All mechanical. And that's not what it should be. Swami reminds us that whatever we do, we must have a purpose. We must keep reminding ourselves of the purpose of starting that activity. Almost every activity that we start, we have a very sacred purpose, but it loses itself in course of time. Today is the sacred Mahasaptami day of the Devi Navaratri. As they chanted in the Veda, Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Vidya Rupena Samstita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha. Today, in many parts of India, the Mother Goddess Saraswati is worshipped. Students in those parts put their books and instruments in front of the goddess, hoping that her benediction will fall upon them. Look at that Vidya. Swami has reminded us again and again, Sa Vidya Ya Vimuktaye. That is education which liberates, which grants you freedom. Very difficult to understand because we don't know what that liberation means, what this freedom means. And then Swami says, Vidyarthi, Vidyarthis. If Vidya means that which liberates, then a Vidyarthi or a student is one who is desirous, who wants To attain that state of freedom, how many of us qualify to be Vidyarthis? Forget becoming teachers. And Swami reminds us of this sacred purpose of life to attain that complete freedom. But coming back to our mundane world, we realize that we don't even understand what that purpose means. Swami gives another beautiful Chinna Katha and he says, there was a thief who pretended to be a great saint and he sat down in a Durga temple, always maintaining monam because that's the best he could do. And as he sat there maintaining monam, people came, devotees came and they started offering in cash and kind, much to his satisfaction. And even as he sat there, the mother goddess Durga decides that she should expose this thief. She should expose him to himself. When God decides to expose us to ourselves, beware, it takes some effort to take it. And so what does this mother goddess do? She doesn't come with a trident and then scare him. She does a very simple trick, Swami says. She speaks from behind the idol, even as this young man was sitting there in silent meditation, as it were. The goddess mother speaks. Oh, young man, I am mighty pleased with you. Come, let me merge you in me. And Swami says, that was it. This man got up. He got up and ran for his life, because he didn't know what that means. We use words. We want to merge liberation. At least I still don't know what that means. And here was the braggart exposed, as they say, to himself. For he didn't want to merge. His beautiful life was there. Who doesn't want to live his life? If God were to come today and tell me, Shailesh, I am so pleased with you, let this be the end of the story and the beginning of a new beginning. Come, merge with me. I do not know whether I am ready. I speak mere hollow words. Even though this thief was scared of liberation, because he didn't know what this means to merge with that Durga Devi there, that too appearing so terrible in her form. We who have lived with the living divinity of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, for us it is not so difficult to feel that, yes, to be able to live all the time in the divine presence possibly will make us happy. We are so fortunate that Bhagwan took this avatar in this age to remind mankind of the great good fortune. The other day we heard in the discourse Swami telling, the avatar incarnates only to instill love for God in the heart of man. Only so that when the Devi speaks from behind the idol, man will not run for his life. He will say, very much I am ready. And experience after experience of people after people, we can keep narrating where they have felt this love and compassion of the divine Lord, so that they can feel that happiness is union with God. Just think for a moment, brothers and sisters, what a state it would be if we had all our desires fulfilled. Every desire that can arise in our mind now or in the future, all the craving for wealth, fame, power, and what not, if all the happiness that all these things put together can give, if a billion times more than that, as the Vedas say, 10 to the power 18 times, the happiness of one manushya is Brahmananda. If something can give me that happiness, that peace of mind, isn't it going to be really peaceful? Happiness is union with God. But we needed a divine form of the type of Bhagwan Baba to make us even feel a little bit of that, even though we had read all these things in the scriptures. Way back in 1982, when I joined in my 11th class, in the 12th class winter vacation, I was going home for the first time, and I was in the Brindavan College and doing this PUC. I and another classmate of mine decided that we will go to Pudapparthi, take Swami's blessings, and then only proceed to our hometowns, so-called. And we took the night train to Dharmavaram. 2:30 we were in Dharmavaram. We slept in the platform. Early morning, 5 o'clock, we took a bus and reached. And right there, as we entered the portals of Prashanti Nilam, 6 o'clock in the morning, we happened to meet a very senior teacher from the Brindavan campus in those days. And he told us, "What is it? Why are you both here? Just yesterday, Swami has sent word that no Brindavan boy should come to Prashanti Nilayam before going for vacation. They should directly go home. The warden has forgotten to tell you. Now everybody is going to get it. So you better go back. Or okay, I can suggest to you one thing." And then he told us, "See there, the East Prashanti. Go inside there. And from the window, you can have darshan as Bhagwan comes for darshan. And then just go back as soon as you can." We were dejected, but of course, we were just freshers. We didn't understand what exactly can happen, cannot happen. And we just obeyed. We went behind there, behind those windows. And those days, the Kulwant Hall was not there. Swami came and walked across the sands. We had the divine darshan. And then we were wondering what to do. And suddenly we find that this senior teacher, after a few minutes, was running towards the East Prashanti, and he was beckoning us. So we came down, and then he tells us, "See, something very interesting happened. Swami called me for an interview. And then Swami told me, 'Look here, two boys have come from Brindavan. They are going home to Delhi. Give them this Vibhuti Prasadam and tell them to sit in front for darshan.' That is Swami's love, concern. As we experience one after the other of his human concerns, it slowly starts developing what the scriptures call love for God. We start liking him. It begins with liking. Loving is a very high word which we misuse. And we start liking him. We feel like being in his company. In an interview, I was sitting there and another boy was right in front of Swami. I was beside Swami. And Swami started scolding this boy. He was scolding in such a way that I thought, that's the end for this boy. And even as Swami was so furious, suddenly I saw that this boy was shaken. He suddenly started sobbing and a teardrop came out. And can you believe it? I was stunned because Swami's reaction suddenly changed. And he suddenly kind of broke down and said, No, okay. That's it. And he just forgot the entire thing. Is that all it takes to please God? Is that all it takes? A single sincere teardrop to make God come down from that formidable state to a loving state? It's for us to think, because loving God is something which comes naturally as we keep living with Swami. Swami's life is a testimony to his message. How many of us are aware that everything that Swami did physically, we are aware of the water project, the super specialty hospital and all these things, educational institutions, they are edifices for anyone to see. The newspapers can see it. But how many of us are aware of the personal life of Swami? Physically, how he suffered for others, his concern for others. How many of us know that for more than 40, 42 years, Swami lived in a small room out there? all this glitter and glamour that we see in Prashanthi Nilayam, it did not come about just like that, brothers and sisters. Swami was absolutely against it. He never allowed anybody to give a single naya paisa. But, and only but, because there were devotees. I should say thank those devotees, that such devotees were there who said, Swami, please accept this. If you don't do it, we will give up our lives. For you, for us, you are everything. You must accept it. And just to please them, one by one, he allowed people to build these edifices, even though he remained absolutely detached and unattached, living as a recluse. He lived as a prisoner in his house. I can't do it even today, though I talk of him. The boys who did duty upstairs and lived with Swami, they used to tell us that Swami would get up 4:30 in the morning and have a bath with torchlight in his hand. He would not switch on the bathroom light. Why? Because if he switched on the bathroom lights, people would know that Swami is awake and they would start hovering around and coming and searching, waiting for one glimpse if Swami comes out. He did not want to trouble others. Out of his concern for others, he troubled himself to have that bath with a torchlight. How many of us know that Swami used to, you know, let's look at that. The nails of his toes, he used to cut them so deep that it would hurt him. Sometimes they would bleed. But what was his concern? He knew that many devotees would stretch out their hands in haste and try to touch his lotus feet. And he didn't want to hurt them. That was the kind of love and concern that Bhagwan had for mankind. And he lived. If you look at his childhood, books are written and all these incidents are there. What he did and how he suffered, his forbearance, his compassion and love for mankind, how he lived throughout those years. Come back to the present. Because if I start talking of how Swami lived and suffered for mankind, books will not be enough. Because each one has got different tales to tell how he was living day to day. Just last year, let me tell you a different experience to get you into the present. Just last year, one of our alumni, school students, he did very well in his medical and he got an opportunity to go to the Harvard Medical School at Boston, USA for his internship. He was returning from Boston and he booked a metro taxi to the Boston Logan Airport. And this was somewhere in the afternoon. The taxi driver happened to be a tall, dark American. As he got down at the airport and opened his wallet to give him the $60, this American sees Bhagwan's photo in his wallet and he says, "Who's that man?" This boy got scared because some of these people are known to be unruly sometimes. And he didn't know what to do, but then he found that there was some kind of an eagerness in his voice. And then he came out and said, he's a spiritual guru. And then he opened up a little more and he said, "In India we worship him like God." And the moment he said that, this man started crying. Thousands of miles away, continents away in USA, this man broke down and said, "To me also he is God." This happened on 27th March 2016 in Boston Logan Airport, USA. This man breaks down, he says, "I am surviving only because of him. Every month he is coming and giving me the money for my survival and for my sustenance. If I am existing today, it is only because of him." And then he doesn't stop there. He says something which will touch us. He says, "If I get a future birth, I want to earn enough money to get an Indian passport so that I will come and see him." The boy had not told him about 2011. That is the Swami. We do not know in how many nations, in how many ways Swami is operating and helping people. I know of a person who was in contact with somebody in Brazil, and that somebody suddenly tells this person that, you know, Sai Baba appeared in her hometown in Brazil. I'm cutting that story short. She didn't even know who it was. First she thought it's a ghost, and then later she realized through this man's conversation that that was Sai Baba. A few months later, Sai Baba tells her, shift to the Congo in Africa and go and serve this tribe. And I will also come there and visit and help you. And this couple have shifted to Congo, and they say that Baba is coming here and helping us serve this absolutely downtrodden tribe. That is the love and concern of Sai Baba for mankind. What is it that prevents us from following him? Swami once told me, boys love like me, they don't love me. You know, loving is different from liking. Swami says, if you love, you must follow. I love my pet cat and pet dog, I don't follow it. If we have to love the Lord, we have to follow his message. And what is his message? His life is his message. Just look at what he did. Again and again, if we look at that, we'll be surprised. And every man in every profession will get his message, how to live his life. If something stops us, possibly it is that we don't have the faith. We don't believe. We don't have the faith that he is all powerful. We don't have the faith that he will come to our rescue and aid. We don't have the faith that he knows every inch of us. We don't have the faith, I mean all of us, including me, that he loves us and he will save us. There was a boy who was doing a job and he wanted to come to Prashanti Nilayam for Baba's darshan, for Swami's darshan, and he knew that his boss would not permit him. So one fine day he decides that come what may, I'll just go for the darshan. Swami will take care. Let me even lose my job. And he comes and has darshan. And when he goes back, lo and behold, the boss fires him. His job is gone. His job was gone, brothers and sisters, but his faith was still alive. And he felt still that he had done the right thing. Believe me, in 3 days' time, he got a new job which paid him 3 times more. That is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. If ever we give even a little bit for him, Swami has told, thumping the discourse table, many times I've heard him thumping the discourse table and telling, Nammaka chadinavaru ee lokamlo unnaru kani, Nammi chadinavaru ee lokamlo ledu, ledu, ledu. What does it mean? He said, there may be many who have suffered. There may be some who have suffered on account of lack of faith. But those that have suffered after having faith are none, none, none. That is the voice of the Supreme Lord of this universe. Yet we lack faith. We are not ready to make that jump when he says jump. We are not ready to say, I am ready when he says, come, let you merge in me. That's another story. Just last year, one fine day I happened to miss coming for the bhajans. I happened to have one of the sacred duties of being a bhajan coordinator. And I missed coming for the bhajan that day because I was involved in some activity. I became late. I went and did bhajan in my room and suddenly I felt very peaceful, happy. And I thought, yes, Swami, why not do bhajan here whenever I am late? After all, these are not the times when we used to see you sitting on the chair there. And this thought just comes to me and I just brush it aside. Late that night, I got a call from somebody. It was a missed call. I saw it only the next morning. I just rang up to this person. I didn't know who he was. It turned out that I had met him once, 6 months ago. And he tells me that, sir, can I tell you something? Swami came in my dream yesterday. That meant the day before I got this thought, Swami has actually come in his dream, because the sequence of events is planned by him. He wants to give me a message. He wants to give a message for mankind. Swami comes in his dream and I said, what is it? He says, sir, if you don't mind, can I tell you? I said, please go ahead. He says, Swami told me, tell Shailesh that I am still sitting for the bhajans in the hall. Don't ever imagine that this chair is empty just because I cannot see the form. And don't imagine that this is just a samadhi. Samadhi is a very funny word for Bhagwan. You know, the Shukha Nadi says that Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, mind you these words, the Shukha Nadi says that Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba was and is at all times in the state of Nirvikalpa Samadhi. If you read Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa's gospel and his life, Ramakrishna says that when he went into Nirvikalpa Samadhi, time and space disappeared into nothingness. What is it? When time and space disappear, that was the state in which Swami was at all times, Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Can I call this a Mahasamadhi? At best, we have therefore chosen to call it Sai Sannidhi. It is just a reminder of our proximity to the Lord. 2014, one of our young alumni from Mumbai comes to Prashanti Nilayam with his sister, and as his sister goes to this so-called Samadhi, the Sai Sannidhi, and she's taking blessings, somebody from behind pats her and says, there is vibhuti on your shoulder. Apparently it looked like powders, so she said, there is powder on your shoulder. This sister just covered up the whole thing with a chunni and walked out, and as she was walking, she realizes that she had a gold chain with a Ganesha locket on her neck, and it was full of vibhuti. That is what the sannidhi can do to somebody. It does different things to different people. Let us not for a moment feel that this Sai Baba is elsewhere. For those who are self-realized, he is everywhere. For those who don't believe, he is nowhere. For us devotees, we have a dilemma. Is he in the samadhi on the chair? We don't know where. But if we can have that faith and that love, that Swami, we love you, we have faith that you will take us across this ocean of life, this bhavasagara, we'll become true vidyarthis. The meaning of vidya will be satisfied. The purpose of this grand university, as Swami says, will be served when it's at least some of its students reach that state of oneness with the divine Lord. All we need is that love and faith. All I want is your love, my child. All I want is your faith. All I want is your love in God, no matter what's your faith. So says Baba, Satya Sai Baba, Satya Sai Baba, my Lord. Why fear when I am here? Why fear when I am here? Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki!
Words can never be enough to convey what the heart feels. We are truly grateful to you, sir, for touching our hearts with every word. We will now be blessed with Bhagwan's divine discourse. Following the divine discourse, the students from the Anantpur campus will be putting up a music program.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా, విద్య అనగా కేవలము దయామయునిగా తీర్చిదిద్దేటువంటిదే విద్య. ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇస్ వన్ విచ్ కెన్ మేక్ ఎవ్రీ పర్సన్ కంపాషనేట్ అండ్ కైండ్. మనము ప్రార్థన 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 అంటున్నాం. ప్రార్థన అనగా ఏమిటి? యాచించడం కాదు.
ప్రార్థన రిపీటింగ్ ఇట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఆస్పైరింగ్ అండ్ బిగినింగ్.
ఆత్మానందమునకు చిహ్నము
ప్రార్థన ప్రేయర్
మేలు కోల్పటము.
It is a symbol of experiencing
anandamuni prasarinchadam cheyatam.
It is experiencing the infinity
anandamulo mulagatam.
It is getting drenched and drowned in the divine delight.
Kevalam prarthana prarthana anchukani hrudayam leni prarthana prayojanam ledu.
It is no use praying without a heart.
Matal leni hrudayalaina bhagavantudu angikaristadu. హృదయం లేని మాటలను ప్రార్థనలు అంగీకరించారు.
గాడ్ ఇస్ ప్రిపేర్డ్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్ ఎ హార్ట్ విచ్ డస్ నాట్ హావ్ వర్డ్స్.
అది
కెనర్ యాక్సెప్ట్ వర్డ్స్ వితౌట్ హార్ట్.
హృదయేశా అన్నాడు.
దట్ ఇస్ వై
హృదయేశుని యొక్క ఈ తత్వాన్ని మనం విస్మరించినప్పుడు విశ్వసించినప్పుడే ఈ యొక్క దివ్యత్వం అనేది మనము కొంతవరకు వ్యాపింప చేయగలుగుతాం.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ యూ హావ్ ఫెయిత్ దట్ గాడ్ ఇస్ ది ఇండ్వెలర్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీవన్స్ హార్ట్ వుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు కండక్ట్ అవర్ సెల్ఫ్.
ఎవరు దూషించినా భగవంతుని దూషించినట్టే.
హూమ్ సో ఎవర్ యూ క్రిటిసైజ్ ఆర్ క్రిటిసైజ్
ఎవరిని ప్రేమించినా భగవంతుని ప్రేమించినట్టే.
హూమ్ సో ఎవర్ యూ హావ్ లవ్డ్ యూ హావ్ లవ్డ్ గాడ్.
కనుకనే ప్రేమ తత్వాన్ని మనం పెంచుకోవాలి.
డెవలప్ దేర్ఫోర్ the principle of love in you.
ఈ అసూయ అనేటువంటి ఒక దానవత్వమైన గుణాన్ని మనం ఏమాత్రం ప్రవేశింప చేసుకోరాదు.
We should never allow this demonic jealousy to enter.
అసూయ అనేటువంటి ఒక మానవుని యొక్క హృదయము వికాసాన్ని విజ్ఞానాన్ని నశింపచేస్తుంది.
Man's heart which gives room for jealousy will make him give up all wisdom and take to the wrong path.
కానీ రెండవది మరొకటి ఉంటుండాలి.
There is one more thing.
ఈ రోగమునకు ఏ ఔషధం కూడా పని చేయలేదు.
ఫర్ దిస్ డిసీజ్ నో మెడిసిన్ కెన్.
ఏ వైద్యుడు కూడా దీన్ని నయం చేయలేదు.
నో డాక్టర్ కెన్ క్యూర్.
ఏ యొక్క వైద్యాన్ని కూడా లొంగనటువంటిది ఒకటి ఉంటుండాలి.
ఇట్ కెన్ నెవర్ బి క్యూర్డ్ బై ఎనీ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ట్రీట్మెంట్.
అది ఏ అహంకారము.
అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఈగోటిజం.
అహంకారం అహంకారము మానవుని ఎందు ఉండినంత వరకు కూడా ఆత్మ జ్ఞానం అనేటువంటిది కానీ విజ్ఞాన ప్రజ్ఞాన సుజ్ఞానం అనేటువంటిది కానీ వికసించడానికి అవకాశం లేదు.
యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ మ్యాన్ హ్యాస్ ego and jealousy in him, it is impossible for him to allow the divinity to blossom in any way.
ee rendu bhutamulu cheritam chetane manavatvani vaadu viswasinchalekapothunnadu.
Once these two take possession of the heart of man,
manavatvani gurtinchukolekapothunnadu,
he can never recognize the humanity in him.
Kanuka mana deham anetundi oka devalayame.
We should consider our body as a temple.
Deho devalaye prutto jeevo deva sanatana. Ee desham anetundi devalayamulo hrudayam anetundi oka sthanam lopala ee oka divyatvam anetundi eeshatvam anetundi untundadi.
In this temple of body, there in the heart there resides divinity.
Ee trivuna swaroopala anetundi brahma vishnu maheshwaru indulo nivasanga untunnaru.
Brahma vishnu maheshwara in the form of these three qualities reside in this heart.
Kevalamu బ్రహ్మ ఒక చోటు, వైకుంఠం విష్ణు ఒక చోట, వైకుంఠంలో ఉన్నాడు, స్వర్గంలో ఉన్నాడు, కైలాసంలో ఉంటున్నాడు ఈశ్వరుడు. ఈ విధంగా భ్రామించుకోవటం కేవలం అజ్ఞానం యొక్క లక్షణాలు.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ సైన్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ టు థింక్ దట్ బ్రహ్మ ఈస్ రిసైడింగ్ ఇన్ వన్ లోక. బ్రహ్మ
కూడా ఒక్కొక్క కాలం వీళ్ళంతా కట్టుకుని ఒక దగ్గర ఉంటున్నారంటే వారికి మానవులకి ఇంకా భేదమే ఉంటుండాలి.
ఇన్ దిస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో హావింగ్ దేర్ ఓన్ కాలసస్ టు డ్వెల్. వాట్ ఇస్ ది డిఫరెన్స్?
కైలాసము నీది స్వర్గము నీది వైకుంఠం అని వారిలో కూడా ఈ భేదం ఉంటుంటే ఇంకా మానవుల కంటే హెచ్చేటువంటి వారు ఎట్ అవుతారు?
ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ బ్రహ్మ విష్ణు అండ్ మహేశ్వర ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది డ్వెల్లింగ్ ప్లేస్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్, ఇన్ వాట్ వే కెన్ దే బి డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ హ్యూమన్?
నో పార్టీ స్వరూపులైపోయి ప్రతి మానవుడు ఎందుకు ముమూర్తులుగా రూపొందుతూ వస్తున్నారు?
ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ గాడ్స్ ఆర్ రిసైడింగ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ హ్యూమన్ హార్ట్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సత్వరజోతమో క్వాలిటీస్.
కనుక ఈ దేహం అనేటువంటి దేవాలయము ఒక్క చోటు కట్టినటువంటి కాదు, మూవింగ్ టెంపుల్. ఎక్కడికి వెళ్ళినా అక్కడికంతా కూడా ఉంటుండాలి ఈ టెంపుల్.
దిస్ టెంపుల్ ఆఫ్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఈజ్ నాట్ అ స్టాటిక్ వన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ అ మూవింగ్ టెంపుల్.
భగవంతుడు మన వెంటనే దంటనే ఇంటనే కంటనే ఉంటున్నారనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని మనం గుర్తించి వర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ వీ షుడ్ రికగ్నైజ్ that God always is with us because he is inside us. And
manave daiva swaroopamu,
we are the very embodiment of God.
Anta varaku manam poyinappude ఈ యొక్క యథార్థమైన పూర్ణత్వాన్ని మనం పొందగలము.
Only when we go thus far, we can recognize the full divinity in us and we can enjoy that visible divinity in our
ఆ పూర్ణత్వాన్ని కూడా మనం గుర్తించగలము.
We can also recognize fullness in us.
అంతవరకు పోలేకుండా కేవలం ఉండినటువంటి స్థానంలోనే ఉంటుంది. చిట్టి బాబు చెప్పినట్టుగా ఎప్పుడు చూసినా డౌటింగ్ కావస్ అన్నిటి ఎందు డౌట్స్. ఈ డౌట్స్ ఉండినంత వరకు కూడా వారికి ఏమాత్రము శాంతి సుఖము లభించవు.
Without making such progress, if we remain where we are and entertaining doubts endlessly, as Mr. Chitti Babu has just said, well, how can we make any progress at all? We remain doubting
మనమే దైవము అనేటువంటి ఒక సత్యాన్ని మనం విశ్వసించి ప్రతి కర్మలు ఎందుకును మనం ఏకత్వాన్ని భావించాలి.
We should recognize the truth that we are God and God is we, and conduct ourselves in every action we have to prove that kind of
దివ్యాత్మ. ముఖ్యము మనం అనేక విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క సాధనలు చేస్తున్నాము. ఇంకా పైన ఈ సాధనతో కాదు, మనం ఆచరణలో పెట్టాలి.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ డివైన్ ఆత్మ. We have been doing different types of sadhana for a long time.
ఏది చెప్తున్నామో, ఏది తలస్తున్నామో, ఏది మనం చేస్తున్నామో, ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వాన్ని మనం నిరూపించాలి.
Enough of all sadhanas. We should practice now. We should prove the unity of thought, word and deed in our own
action. The study of mankind is man. అది అప్పుడు నీవు మానవుడిగా రూపొందుతావు.
Then only you can really become a proper man, and it is in this context that
ee moodinti yokka ekatvame gele kaagapothe manas anyat vachas anyat karma anyat duratmanam ee duratmuduga maaripothavu.
If you cannot unify your world thought and deed and make them go in three different directions, you are a duratma and not a mahatma.
Andukosame heart, head, hand, ఇది 3 HV. ఈ మూడింటి ఎందుకు కూడా మనం సరైనటువంటి ఆచరణలో నిరూపించాలి, ఆలస్యంగా మనం నిరూపించాలి.
ఇట్ ఈస్ విత్ రెఫరెన్స్ టు అవర్ హార్ట్, అవర్ హెడ్ అండ్ అవర్ హ్యాండ్. వీ షుడ్ ప్రూవ్ అవర్ ఎ మోడల్ యాజ్
ఆధ్యాత్మికం అంతా కూడా కేవలం ఆడంబరంగా రూపొందుతూ ఉంటుండాలి.
Today our all spirituality is becoming only a big
show. అని ఉపన్యాసాలు చెప్తున్నాము.
We are delivering very big speeches.
కావాలని సేవ చేస్తున్నాము.
We are also undertaking
భజన నడుపుతున్నాము.
We are also doing భజన.
ఇంకా అనేక విధమైన సాధనలు చేస్తున్నాము.
And many more
things చేసి ప్రయోజనమేంటి మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వం కాక.
Without bringing about unity between thought, word and deed, what is the use of doing any number of things?
ఈ సత్తరతో తమో గుణముల యొక్క ఏకత్వాన్ని మనం అనుభవించాలి.
We should experience the unity of సత్వ, రజ అండ్ తమో గుణ.
ఆనందము.
Then only we are full.
అప్పుడే ఆత్మ సందర్శనం.
Then only we can get the vision of ఆత్మ.
ఆత్మకు ప్రత్యేకంగా ఒక చోటుకు మనం పోనక్కర్లేదు.
ఆత్మ కెనాట్ బి ఫౌండ్ ఇన్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్
ప్లేస్. ఆత్మ ఒక చోటు నుండి ఒక చోటు కదిలేటువంటిది కాదు.
ఆత్మ ఇస్ నాట్ వన్ విచ్ మూవ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ ప్లేస్ టు అదర్ ప్లేస్.
దైవం ఎక్కడి నుంచి ఎక్కడికో వచ్చి దర్శనమిస్తాడని భావించరాదు.
We should not consider God comes from one place to another place.
సర్వత్రాటువంటి వాడికి ప్రయాణం చేయవలసిన అవసరమే ఉంటుంది.
When God is a all pervasive, where is the need for to travel?
పోగలు లేనటువంటి యొక్క శక్తి దైవత్వం.
Divine power is one which does not have comings and goings.
కనుకనే మనం ఆచరించినప్పుడు ఈ ఆనందానికి మనం అర్హులం అవుతాం.
When we practice things properly, we become entitled for experiencing the
peace. ఐకమత్యం కావాలి.
There is need for unity.
ఏకత్వంలో మన ఆనందం ఇవిడి ఉంటుండాలి.
The entire bliss lies in unity.
ఐకమత్యమే సుఖము అందరి క్షేమంబు ఎంత కార్యమైనా నెగ్గవచ్చు. చిన్న చీమను చేరి సర్పంబులను బట్టి చంపు చుండుట లేదా జగతి ఎందు. ఐకమత్యమే సుఖము అందరి క్షేమంబు ఎంత కార్యమైనా నెగ్గవచ్చు. చిన్న చీమలు చేరి సర్పమును బట్టి చంపు చుండుట లేదా జగతి ఎందు. ఐకమత్యం అందరూ ఒక్కటిగా చేరిందంటే ఎంత సుఖం. నా వెనుక ఇంకా 10 మంది ఉన్నారు అనేటువంటి ధైర్యము, ఆనందము, ఉత్సాహము, ప్రోత్సాహాన్ని కూడా చేకూరుస్తుంది.
యూనిటీ ఈజ్ జాయ్, డిలైట్ అండ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. Unity brings about the welfare of all people. With unity, any stupendous task and Himalayan Herculean task could be accomplished.
Andaru aikavachyanga panchesi entati karyanaina manam sadhinchavachu.
Ants, even small ants can bind a very big snake on account of unity.
Chinna chinna cheemalanni cheri pedda sarpani kuda champestundedi manam chestunnam.
We can see, even small ants, by coming together, can kill even a big snake.
కనుక మానవత్వం అనేటువంటి ఐకమత్యంగా ఉంటుంది మనం సాధించలేనటువంటిది ఏంటుంది ఈ జగత్తులో.
ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ యూనిటీ అమంగ్ హ్యూమానిటీ, ఇస్ దేర్ ఎనీ వర్క్ విచ్ కెనాట్ బి అకాంప్లిష్డ్ అట్ ఆల్?
ఐకమత్యం ఎప్పుడు మనకు లభిస్తుంది?
వెన్ కెన్ వి గెట్ దట్ యూనిటీ?
మన హృదయాలు పవిత్రము గావించుకున్నప్పుడే ఈ ఐకమత్యం అనేటువంటిది మనకు లభిస్తుంది.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ వి ప్యూరిఫై అవర్ హార్ట్స్ వి కెన్ అచీవ్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ యూనిటీ.
ఈ హృదయాలు పవిత్రమైనప్పుడే దివ్యత్వం అనే దాన్ని మనం అందులో ప్రతిబింబింప చేసుకుంటాం.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ వి ప్యూరిఫై అవర్ హార్ట్స్ ది డివినిటీ గెట్స్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ ఇన్ అవర్ హార్ట్స్.
కనుక యూనిటీ, యూనిటీ నుండి ప్యూరిటీ, ప్యూరిటీ నుండి డివినిటీ, ఈ మూడింటి ఎందుకు కూడా మనం అనుభూతి కావాలి. కానీ ఈనాడు యూనిటీ లేదు, ప్యూరిటీ లేదు, డివినిటీ లేదు, ఓన్లీ కమ్యూనిటీ. దీన్ని పట్టుకొని అల్లాడుతున్నాం, వీరు నావాడు వాడు నా, ఇదా మనం సాధించాల్సినటువంటి ఈ తుచ్చమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఈ తుచ్చభావాన్ని దూరం చేసి యూనిటీ. మనమందరం ఒక దైవం బిడ్డలం, మన అందరియందు ఉన్నటువంటి దైవం ఒక్కడే. ఏ జాతి మతము కులము భేదము వర్ణము అనేటువంటి దాన్ని దూరము నెట్టి అందరూ ఒక అన్నతమ్ముడు వలె, ఒక ఆత్మస్వరూపుడు వలె మెలిగినప్పుడే ఇదే మానవత్వము, ఆనాడే దేశము నిత్య కళ్యాణంగా రూపొందుతుంది.
యూనిటీ లీడ్స్ టు ప్యూరిటీ, ప్యూరిటీ లీడ్స్ టు డివినిటీ. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ ఇఫ్ వి ఓన్లీ గెట్ డివైడెడ్ అండ్ బేస్ ఆల్ అవర్ థింగ్స్ ఆన్ కమ్యూనిటీ అండ్ డిఫరెన్సెస్, హౌ కెన్ వి హావ్ prosperity or joy? Only when you have this unity, purity and divinity, the entire nation would be happy, prosperous, and everyone would have welfare and
prosperity.
Give up this kind of narrow-mindedness and narrow qualities.
అందరిని ప్రేమిస్తూ ప్రేమిస్తూ పోవాలి.
Develop that kind of love towards all people.
అంటే ఏమి, ఏదో వికారమైనటువంటి ప్రేమలో పోయి మరి ప్రమాదాలు తెచ్చుకోకూడదు.
It is not that kind of
అనగా ద్వేషము లేకుండా చూసుకోవాలి. సర్వభూతానాం
దేర్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి ఎనీ ఎనిమిటీ.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రేమతత్వాన్ని మనం పెంచుకోవాలి.
వి షుడ్ డెవలప్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఎనిమిటీ అండ్ వికెట్నెస్.
అప్పుడే మన యొక్క జీవితము, మన యొక్క దైవత్వము, దివ్యత్వము ఏకత్వంగా మారిపోయి ఆనందాన్ని అభివృద్ధి చేకూరుస్తుంది.
దెన్ ఓన్లీ అవర్ లైఫ్ బికమ్ శాంక్టిఫైడ్ డివైన్ అండ్ వి ఎంజాయ్ యూనిటీ అండ్ బ్లిస్.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపుల దైవం ఒక్కడే గురువు.
దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ గురు.
ఆ గురువు ఎవరు? అది నీవే.
హూ ఇస్ ద గురు? ఇట్ ఈస్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్.
ఆ గురుత్వం అనేటువంటి దైవత్వం నీలోనే ఉంటుంది. నీవెక్కడో బయట ప్రపంచంలో వచ్చడానికి ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నావు.
That guru in the form of divinity is residing in you, but you are searching for the guru in the outside world.
Kanuka Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara swarupulu nee yokka gunamule.
The Brahma Vishnu Maheshwara are the qualities which are embedded in you.
Kanuka ninnu atam chesedi kaani poshinchedi kaani rakshinchedi mana gunamule.
It is these qualities itself which can destroy you or which can lift you up into an elevated
state. మన ప్రవర్తనను సక్రమైనటువంటి మార్గంలో పెట్టుకున్నప్పుడు అదే మనకు రక్షిస్తుంది, అదే విష్ణుత్వంగా మారిపోతుంది.
If your behavior and conduct is okay, it becomes విష్ణుత్వం and gives you protection.
పాపమనగా వేరు పరదేశము లేదు, తాను చేయు పనుల తగిలియుండు.
Sin does not exist in a separate land by itself. Sin is associated with a type of action that
we perform. దేశమందున లేడు, తాను చేయు పనుల కదిలియుండు.
God does not dwell in a different country or a nation. It is, God is associated with the type of action that you are doing.
పాపము దేవుడు అనేటువంటి కాదు, ప్రత్యేకంగా ఎక్కడో లేదు. మనం చేసేటువంటి పనులు ఏంది, మన సంకల్పములు ఏంది, అవి ఆయా స్వరూపాన్ని ధరిస్తూ వస్తున్నాయి.
Sin or divinity are associated with the type of action that you perform. Good action is associated with divinity, bad with sin.
అలాంటి తత్వాన్ని మనం గొప్పగా విశ్వసించాలి.
We should believe this in fullness.
నా మంచికి నా చెడ్డకి నా ప్రవర్తనే కారణము.
For my good or bad, it is my conduct which is responsible.
నా అతపతనములకు కానీ నా అభివృద్ధికి కానీ నా గుణములే కారణము.
For my destruction or for my good, it is only my behavior which is responsible.
కనుకు నా పునరుద్ధరణ సక్రమమైన మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టుకోవాలి అనేటువంటి ఒక సమాధానం నీకు నీవే చెప్పుకోవాలి.
You have to satisfy yourself and correct yourself that you will always follow good qualities so that your life will be happy.
మన కష్టాలు దూరం చేసుకోవటానికి కానీ సుఖాన్ని సమీపించుకోవటానికి కానీ మన ప్రవర్తన సక్రమైనదిగా ఉంటుండాలి.
If you want to free yourself from misery and sorrow and have a happy life, it is your conduct and behavior must be good.
భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి. హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి.
Yeah.
ಭಕ್ತಿರೇವ ಪರವೇದನ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಭಕ್ತಿರೇವ ಪರಿಮೋಚಕಾರಿ ಭಕ್ತಿರೇವ ಪರಮಾರ್ಥದಾಯಿನಿ ಪರಮಾರ್ಥದಾಯಿನಿ
ಭಕ್ತಿ ಇಸ್ ಎ ರಾಯಲ್ ರೋಡ್ ಟು ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಆರ್ ಸಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಅ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಲವ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಅಮಂಗ್ ದ 9 ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ Dearest Bhagwan, we, your children from the Anantapur campus of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, have gathered at your lotus feet to embark on this journey of bhakti. Anadim Suradim, Makhadim Bhavadim, Mother, you are the primordial source of all creation. You are Shakti, the sustainer of the good and the destroyer of the evil. Mother, your infinite glory is incomprehensible. Swarupam Twadiyam Navindanti Devaha.
ಮಾಡಿ
And the Gopalas are the epitome of Madhura Bhakti. They were saturated in the downpour of their Kanhaiya's love during the ethereal Rasalila. They were completely lost in the mellifluous melody of Krishna's music, oblivious of the world. Sai Gopala, what joy is it to seek you and only you.
Sagari Mahi, Sagari Dasudanga Nirata Sagari Mahi, बावरा है मन जो समुन्दर की गहराइयों से डरता है, जाने नहीं कि इन गहराइयों में ही तू रहता है। ढूंढती थी जिसे ख्यालों में हर पल, वो तो मेरी ही रूह में बसता है। मैं बावरी डूबंदरी, मैं बावरी डूबंदरी, रही किनारे बैठ, जिन खोजा तिन पाइया, गहरे पानी पैठ, गहरे पानी पैठ। The journey of life is beset with many hurdles. The vision of the goal is often blurred. At such time, it is the Guru who dispels our ignorance. We pray to our benevolent to handhold us and guide us on the journey of bhakti.
Ajnana timirandhasya
Yeah.
The mother into our homes during the joyous festivities of the Devi Navaratri, let us combine her in our hearts and rejoice in her glory. Bolo Durga Ma ki Jai.
Thank you. जो शिव शिव शंभो तांडव प्रिय कर
Thank you. Jai Bo.